Let me tell you about my younger brother, Bill. When we were little, that kid could get lost in 30 seconds flat. No matter where we went, anyone have a brother or sister like that? No matter where we went or how carefully we kept an eye on that kid or whose responsibility it was to watch him, hold hands or not, he could get lost. It got to the point that we just expected that he was going to get lost when we went out, and rather than sweat it, we just waited for that, remember the little lost boy or little lost girl announcement you'd get like at a department store or anything? This was 50 years ago. We didn't worry about abductions and stuff at that point. We just wait for the little lost boy announcement and somebody would go and pick him up. If only we had GPS back then, we would have microchipped that kid and been able to track him. How much time and effort and tears could have been saved by all of us? Have you ever been in a new or strange location, maybe a large airport or shopping center, and you get turned around and you have no idea where you are or how to find your way out of the place? And then, like a miracle, you find one of those maps. Airports are great for this. A map with that blessed red X or arrow on it. You know the X or the arrow that says what? You are here. Every one of us needs to know where we are. And then it doesn't seem so hopeless, right? It's like, oh, okay, I can figure it out now. Truth is, there are so many times in our lives where we could use that big red X to remind us of where we are and help us sort out where to go next. All of the things that we've all faced so many times in our lives, maybe stuff you're dealing with right now, major decisions and life transitions, what should I be when I grow up? What college should I go to? Should I take this job even though I'm not really passionate about it? God, whom should I marry? Should I move to this city or that city? Do I stay in my house? Or is it time to move nearer to my kids or to senior housing? What's God's will for your life? If He'll tell you, you'll follow, right? You're looking for that elusive, divine, locational, big red X to orient you and set your feet on the right path. Are you not? Who wouldn't love that red X when it's decision time in your life, whether you're 10 or 100? Some sort of big red X to tell us where we are. And a map would be great to go along with it to help us arrive at our destination, whether it's Bed Bath & Beyond or a goal in our life. When you walk into the mall or the airport and you look at that map by the kiosk right there when you come in usually, you orient yourself in relation to the store you're headed towards with the big red X that says you are here. Every time you use a computer, your cursor tells you where you are in the document, right? Could you imagine if you didn't have the blinking cursor and you were trying to do something in Word or in Excel or on a web page? Something to tell you you are here. Or when you get the closing documents for your new house, which are about this thick, if you're lucky, they're worse if you're not. Don't you love it that someone's gone ahead and put those little yellow arrow things where you're supposed to sign or initial? Because you will never find all of them yourself, or it will take forever. What if our lives had some sort of a built-in spiritual, emotional, mental GPS red X kind of thing? How nice would that be to tell us where we are in life and point us to where we're going next? That would be invaluable. How to find your family when you're lost, how to find yourself through a confusing relationship, how to find God's will for your life, and how to know exactly where God is to be found would be even better yet. One of the biggest why questions, why God? Wouldn't it help to know where God was? Job knew all about that. A GPS of sorts in his life would have really helped him out, because throughout the book, he's endured difficult trials and less than helpful advice from friends. So he wants a break from it all in the form of a little divine clarity. He's been crying out to God for a big red X to tell him where he is and where God is amidst all of the confusion and the pain in his life. I, for one, would certainly be happy with that information, would you? A big red X saying, God is here and I am here, and then I know what to do. Job says to God, then call and I will answer, or let me speak and you reply to me. And later on, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his dwelling. And finally, out of pure anger and frustration and not having a clear read on God's location or his own, he says, oh, that I had someone to hear me. Doesn't that reflect? I'm not sure if there's a message in the rain starting at exactly this point. But you better listen, it may be a red X. Doesn't that reflect, though, how you feel about God at times? That's why Job is so earthy and relatable. Now, while the Lord and the Lord's ways may have been mysterious to Job, God doesn't remain silent. God gives, in chapters 38 to 41, a big, fat, you are here sign. Right between the eyes, in no uncertain terms, God basically says, Job, I am here, and you are there. And don't ever forget the difference. But it's also a reminder that no matter how big that distance between us and God may seem at times, we need to remember that in a very concrete way, we will always know where God is in relation to us. And that's not an abstract idea. That God is never nearer to us than we are in trouble, even if it may not seem like it in the heat of our pain and suffering. And speaking of concrete, a childless child psychiatrist, had quite a few ideas about how to raise well-rounded children, and he didn't hesitate to share them with anyone. Whenever he saw a neighbor scolding his children for some wrongdoing, he would say, "You should love your children, not punish them." Well, one hot summer afternoon, this childless child psychologist was doing some repair work on a concrete driveway in his yard. And tired after several hours of work, he finally put down the trowel and wiped that perspiration off his forehead, and he started towards the house. Just then, out of the corner of his eye, he sees a couple of mischievous little kids putting their feet into the fresh cement. So he rushes over, grabs them, and shakes them angrily when a neighbor leans over the fence and says, "Watch it. Don't you remember? You're supposed to love the children." To which he yells back in anger, "I do love them in the abstract, but not in the..." Thank you. All right, it's probably a bogus story, but it makes a good tie-in with Job, right? Job felt like he was stuck in concrete and that God's love was very abstract. But nothing could be further from the truth. He just needed to see that big red X reminding him of his and God's location. Don't ever overlook the fact that there is a difference between us and God. That we and God may come very close to each other at times in our lives, but we are never exactly in the right place or the same place at the same time, about what direction we may want our lives to go in with God. God is all-powerful, and we are not. God is infinite, but we have limits. God has purposes that will come to fruition, but ours only if they are in line with God's good pleasure and God's plans. Remember all the things that Job lost in chapter 1? His possessions, his home, his children, his wife, sort of, his health. Rarely do we hear that someone says that it's God's will for us to lose everything. That's too hard for us to handle. See, we want God's purposes for us to be about only giving, not taking. Or people will often take what they want to see happen and rubber stamp it with God's will language on it. God told me to. God called me to. God led me to. And the things that follow are statements that are sacred cows to us. But Job, by the end of the book, would tell us that it is bold indeed to claim such thorough insight into God's purpose and will for us, and foolish. And it's a no-win game. Story of Job and his friends is that of several men trying to put together puzzle pieces to form a clear image of God and to answer that why question, why God, to locate their lives in relation to God and to answer the questions they have. But some of those pieces are not given to them. Their knowledge of how and why God chooses to act, how God chooses to act, that's never going to be complete. And neither will our understanding of the same question. They couldn't reduce Job's suffering to simple answers or to human understanding. We want that, don't we? How many times in your life when you're faced with something bad, what do you want? You want to know why and you want all the answers. But it's not possible. Kids, sometimes your parents can't give you all the answers. And parents, sometimes you don't have all the answers, even if you want your kids to think you do. There will always be a separation between God's will and our will. And we can't cross from one side to the other and know God's plans and God's ways completely. Only seeing God at work in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us clues as to what God is about in our lives. It is only in light of God's love for us in the person of Jesus Christ that any meaning or peace can be found for us. The journey that Job had to take in this book, whether he liked it or not, and whether we liked it or not, wasn't to understand God and God's ways. His journey was to continue to respond faithfully to God, even when he didn't have all of the answers to his why questions. And in the passage today, the end of the book of Job, the rest of the story, we get Job's response to receiving his spiritual location. Job confesses at the end of the book that he finally gets it. He sees, he understands. He knows both where he is and where God is. And he knows that there's a line between the two of them. And he comes to terms with that line. There are times in life when God gives us locators. I am here. You are there. There may be a line that divides us from God in our holiness or our motives or our hopes or our priorities, anything where we are not in the same place as God. We've all got our own examples about how our will for our lives and God's will for our lives are different. But there's always God there saying, hey, look here. here I am. So how do we respond? Do we lament the difference? Are we frustrated because God won't move towards us? Do we attempt to reason our way over that line to understand God, or call everything God's will even when we don't truly understand? Those are all natural responses, but like Job, they aren't the things that God has given us to focus on. To respond in faith, to pause, to learn about the separation between God and our world, and to know that even when you don't have all of the pieces of the puzzle, you can still accept God on God's terms. Ask God what it means for you to respond faithfully today, or tomorrow, or next week, or next year, as you navigate those twists and those turns in your life. Yes, there is separation between us and God. We are not the same, and rarely on the same page, to use a phrase. But faith means knowing that there is a God that is still there, listening and acting and working on our behalf, even and especially when it doesn't feel like that, sitting right there alongside us. Maybe that's what Job never realized in his book, that through all of his trials and through all of his suffering, God was sitting right there next to him. He could see his friends and his wife sitting right there next to him with their own arguments, but he couldn't see God right there next to him. God's reminder to us in Job is that he is here and we are there, and to never forget it. But God's promise to us in Jesus Christ comes to us in John's gospel when Jesus promises that he will never leave us alone or abandoned or orphaned. An interesting word, orphaned. Not my brother when he was a little boy, and not us when life gets out of control. So where are you and God in your lives today? Where is the separation between you and God? And why is it there? Is Jesus Christ there to bridge the gap? God is God, and we are not. And I'm okay with that. Well, sometimes I'm okay with that, but I try the other times. I don't want God's job. But God, in Jesus Christ, is right there beside us every step of our lives. Thanks be to God.